from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. It's the season to think about financial support for the Timmins branch of United Way Northeast Ontario. At its community lunch breakfast, attendees heard of the many programs it supports. One of them is the Access Better Living Junior Summit program. It provides recreational and social opportunities for kids with special needs and respite for their caregivers. Michael McKinnon, who just graduated to the adult program, spoke about it.
One time, Ms. Laura invited the whole Timmins Rock team to come to the Access Better Living Center to play board games with us. I love hockey and so happy Ms. Laura could do that for us.
There are several ways to donate to United Way, including direct donation and payroll deduction. The province says we'll have to wait a few more weeks before we can get our flu shots. The vaccines will be available in early October for most of the vulnerable and high-priority populations, including staff and patients in hospitals and staff and residents in long-term care homes. Free flu shots for the general public 6 months and older will be available a few days before Halloween. Through their health care provider, families with infants and high-risk children up to 24 months old will now also have access to new RSV immunization. That shot will also be available in hospital for infants born during the respiratory illness season. Nearly a third of Canadians think the two big federal parties have moved too far from the center of the political spectrum. Of the 1,600-plus people surveyed by Angus Reid, 36% see themselves as political orphans, believing the Liberal and Conservative parties are too extreme to match their beliefs. The survey also finds that 40% of likely Conservatives and 39% of likely Liberal voters believe they don't have political options that represent their views. Those numbers balloon even higher for other political parties, with 58% more likely NDP voters and 55% Bloc Québécois voters feeling their views aren't represented by any party. History has been made in space. Early today, a billionaire stepped out for the first private spacewalk. Tech entrepreneur Jared Isaacman teamed up with SpaceX for the trip, making him the first non-astronaut to walk in space. Isaacman is declining to disclose how much he spent on the flight.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.